coast to coast.
Tip, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's my friend, partner, and sometimes a lover, Dr. Drew over there.
Not lately.
No. He's been on his period. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Rob Schneider will be in here tomorrow night. You know Rob from all his years on SNL and a new movie Animal. Mm. The Animal?
Just Animal, I think.
All right. That is coming out, I'm guessing, this Friday. So Rob will be in here tomorrow, and it'll be good to see him because we haven't seen him in a while. Mm. And tonight, we will take a whole S load of phone calls. Tennille?
Hi.
Hey, you're 25. What's up?
Well, I took the morning after pill yesterday. I took the first cycle at 10 a.m. and the second cycle at 10 p.m. And then this evening around 6 o'clock, I started having this really horrible pain above my left hip. And then all of a sudden, I started having really severe cramping. I'm not bleeding or anything, but it's worse than any pain that I've ever had with menstrual cramps.
Hmm. Interesting. Have you been nauseated or anything?
No, not at all. No stomach cramps, no nothing.
Were you on the pill recently?
No, uh-uh.
And have you ever had been on a birth control pill before?
When I was a teenager.
And nothing like this happened then?
No, no problems at all. And I used to have really severe cramping between the time that I had my first child and my second child. Okay. And I had my second child 8 months ago.
And did the cramping feel like this?
Yeah.
Okay, and when is your period due?
Not for another 2 weeks.
Well,
what's up with the birth control?
Married and had an accident.
All right.
Married and had an accident?
Yeah.
Good. And she had the fire extinguisher laid around.
That's right. You guys use condoms?
Yes.
Why don't you get on the pill?
I take a medication called Tegretol. It's an anticonvulsant. And typically, they put me on really high levels of birth control pills, and even then, it's not guaranteed by any large percentage to work because the Tegretol counteracts the birth control pill.
Well, so does the morning after pill work with the Tegretol?
I have no idea, but it's worth it.
Yeah, it should.
Why would it work if the birth control is not working?
Well, again, the birth control pill is supposed to be close to 100% effective. Probably you're knocking down to around 95% with the Tegretol.
Mm-hmm. And I had preeclampsia this last time. Was in the hospital for 3 weeks and almost died with my second child.
Nice.
She was 9 weeks early and was in NICU for 5 weeks, so I'm really concerned about having another baby.
Sure. I just think you're going to have a little mid-cycle bleeding here, and that's probably what the cramping's all about. I wouldn't worry about it.
You think it could just so I shouldn't be worried about going to the doctor?
Well, the one thing, if you get bleeding, God, it's a kind of a tricky question, because the one thing this could be is an ectopic pregnancy, and the morning after pill wouldn't really do anything to affect or change or prevent an ectopic pregnancy.
That's when the baby gets lodged in the tube or something.
Right, and if she had already ovulated.
She had the sex a couple days ago.
That's what I'm going through in my head is whether that's even possibly the case. Let's say she bleeds tomorrow. Should she be worried about that?
You know, she's a 25-year-old woman. You know what I was thinking? You know how I always talk about what trouble the vagina is?
Oh, yeah.
I think the equivalent on a 25-year-old male, it'd be like having an 80-year-old man's knee.
Yeah, or a hip. Paraplegia.
No, just a part, one part from an old person that needed constant upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know what I mean? It's like you have a very, you know, the female body, not that much different than the male body. Everything's fine, and then there's that one part, constant attention.
Yeah.
It'd be like you having, the elbow and hand of an 85-year-old person.
How about just give yourself an 80-year-old prostate? It's game on. They always say you don't want a female genital tract before the age of 15. You don't want a male's after 50.
Yeah.
Got it?
Right. That's why I'm going for the sex change at 50.
Nice.
Jessica?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Alex.
What?
My husband's on the line, too. Or we've been separated for a while, probably 4 months already.
Uh-huh.
And we've been having problems, and they're just kind of getting, I guess, worse.
What's the nature of the problems?
Trust.
I see. What's the husband's name?
Alex. Yeah.
Somebody cheated?
She has. Multiple times.
No. This was before we were married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he cheated also.
I see.
3 years ago.
Why is that all coming back now?
No, because she just did it recently, in August.
You're a stinking whore. Oh, please.
After we got married.
Not even. Okay, I didn't even... Dude, I didn't even have sex with guy, or I didn't even freaking kiss him, okay? It was...
No, but still.
It was nothing, okay?
Was it some sort of thing on the computer or something?
Phone.
Then what did you find out, Alex?
She was talking to another guy, and that was it. And she swore to me up and down she wasn't, but she was. And what else am I supposed to... I mean, I questioned everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that she lied about that, suddenly everything's a lie.
Exactly.
Well, what was she doing on the phone with the guy?
She was just talking to the guy. I don't know.
Well, who was the guy?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who it was. I never really found out. I mean, I'm not the one to get obsessed and look for the guy, you know?
You got a little energy to you, though, Alex.
What's that?
Normal 19-year-old energy, though.
Well, how old is Alex?
20.
All right. Oh, yeah. So, Jessica.
Uh-huh.
Who was the guy you were talking to?
He was just somebody I met over the phone.
You met over the phone?
Yeah.
What, a party line or something?
Yeah, it was like a party line.
See, she was looking for it.
Why are you guys married?
What?
Why did you guys get married in the first place?
because I love him.
Yeah, you love him and the party line.
Yeah, why don't you behave like you love
but
him?
But it wasn't like that. Like, it was just me and my friend called one day. It was like nothing, though. I wasn't looking for anyone or anything like that.
Okay, but with your dicey past and Alex and his dicey past and all the trouble you guys have had, don't you think you should just stay away from things like that in general?
Yeah, I mean, I totally regret it, you know? I really do, but
all right.
I don't think he forgives me for that.
Okay, well... Let's forgive her, Alex, because it didn't really amount to anything. And as guys, we all know the proof is in the pudding. I mean, it's the bottom line.
That's true, but I mean, what about like she's lied about that? What is? And
it, no, you're not. You're just. You're just.
About a lot of things.
You know what she has?
It always
no,
seems like she
thinks
is.
I do, but it's not even like
you,
that.
You know
though.
What? Because look at check it out.
Because I go out with my friends, he thinks I'm doing something. And
until 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my god! But I haven't seen my friends.
All right, hold on 1 second. Hold on. I'm gonna put them both on hold for 1 second. Please listen, everyone,
do
and
not,
understand why yeah. you do not get married at 19 or 20.
There it is. There it was.
You'd be having the same lame argument at age 20, wouldn't you, Drew?
Yeah, I probably did with a girlfriend.
That's right.
Yeah.
With yourself in the future on the phone or just... No, I see. Okay, I was confused for 1 second there. Alex, Jessica?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just calm down for a second. Are there any children here?
No.
Oh,
okay, good.
All right.
Good. Okay, so here's your plan.
The world is safe.
Your plan is not to have any children for a little while, right?
Yeah.
Until you guys get good with your relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
And then start working at the relationship just like it was anything else you wanted to be good at.
Jessica, is Alex available in the way that you sort of need a husband to be available?
Or? No. So honestly,
So that's sort of the reason why you're straight, huh? Is that he doesn't sort of meet your emotional needs?
Huh?
Is there something he could do to make you happier?
More attention.
Yeah.
Live together, maybe?
Yeah, we don't live together. You know, we've been split up for 4 months.
Really? Why?
And it's just, I mean, I'm really getting tired of it, you know? And I mean, I do understand, because I don't have a job, you know? I understand that. But I don't want, you know, to just, I don't know, like, to get back together and things still be the same. I don't want that. I want things to change.
No, I don't want that.
I guess we both don't want it. Okay?
So you guys separated after you were married.
Yeah.
And you're now living on your own, or
I'm
Jessica?
On my own. She lives with her mom.
Maybe you guys honestly ought to look at each other and say, maybe we're not up for a relationship now. We may not just be up for it. I mean, because both of you seem sort of okay with the fact that you don't want to be the way you were, and yet you don't know how to get from where you are to where you need to be. And that may just be 10 years of maturity. It may just living for a little while to get you guys to figure out how to be available, how to be a separate person in a relationship.
Why don't you give them some ground rules and a book to read, and we'll move on. You got anything? Look, you two are both a pain in the ass. You both have energy, right?
Yeah.
And when you two get together, you got two pains in the ass under the same roof, and there's going to be trouble. And both of you are going to have to work real hard on yourselves. Right now, you're both working on each other, and each other doesn't really like each one of you working on them. You just work on yourself. But you, Alex, you be a better husband. Jessica, you be a better wife.
Or not.
Or not.
Or cash, you know,
yeah.
Throw in the towel.
But if you want the relationship, then work at it.
Yeah. It's very simple.
And I'm with them staying separated for a little while until they get their ass together. And definitely no kids.
Oh, yeah.
Keddy?
Keddy.
All right, Keddy. You're 22. What's up?
Well, I mean, I've checked out a couple websites about, like, a penis enlargement pump, and I know how it works, but I was just kind of wondering, they don't say anything about maybe the long-term effect, if there's something negative that could be a long-term effect of it.
Not that I've heard of.
Yeah. What's wrong with your penis?
Well, I mean, I think it's okay, but, you know, I'd kind of like to have something like, you know, Peter North had slapping around, you know?
I see. True, you know, Peter North?
No.
The decorator?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
He's a porn star?
He's a cake maker? No, porn star, I see.
Yes. how big's your penis now?
6.5 inches.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. That's bigger than average. You're fine.
Yeah, but
what's wrong with your self-esteem that you got to inflate your penis instead of working on your self-esteem?
Some problems. I don't really, not really sure what I should do about it.
What are the problems?
Well, I just don't really approach women that much. And
what do you do for a living?
If I said, I just got out of college, but if I said what I did, I mean, everyone would know who I was that was listening.
What kind of thing do you do?
He's the town candlestick maker.
I work in criminal justice.
All right.
So maybe do you feel good about your job?
It's a tough job, but yeah, I do it pretty well. I feel good about, you know, the work that I do and the effort.
Why can't you meet women?
Well, I don't work anywhere around women, but, I mean, I don't like bars, and I don't like to go out.
Do you have friends that can introduce you to people?
I'm sorry?
Do you have friends that can introduce you to people?
No, they're worse than me.
Your friends?
What do you like besides bringing down perps?
I realize the size of your penis is going to do nothing for you.
No, because, listen, I would be all for enlarging the penis if women knew what size your penis was before they met you. They saw it.
If there was a direct relationship between size and desire or enjoyment.
Yeah, but
there's nothing like that.
But it's even further away because
they don't know.
You're naked on top of them by the time they know what hit them.
Yeah.
All right, so don't focus on that. Figure out whatever it is you like to do and do it and meet people that way. Yeah. I know it sounds trite, but that's about your only shot.
I do have another question that's a little more intelligent.
All right, good.
I was kind of wondering about what age are you most prone to be, like, socialized sexually, in which, you know, because I watched, you know, pornography maybe when I was about 11 and 12 years old, and I saw some things I would rather never seen.
Like what?
Well, I mean, like, anal sex performed. I don't want to ever, you know, disrespect a girl by doing that, but, you know, someone that I really care about.
But what?
Someone that I really care about, I wouldn't want to, you know, ask her to do that, and I am somewhat attracted to it, and I was just kind of wondering, maybe.
All right, listen. Keddy, stop thinking so much. Just go out and live your life. Join a gym and, you know, go rollerblading, go to the park, go hang out at a Starbucks. Stop creeping everyone out and thinking everyone. Jeez, I don't know what it is with young guys, but the more thinking you do, the less poontang you get.
Mm-hmm.
There's a direct correlation there. And he's just thinking himself into a corner.
He's got a little creepy vibe about him.
Oh, yes. And let me tell you, boys, women pick up on that creep vibe.
Well, it's kind of desperation mixed with lack of experience.
Mixed with, I'm going to duct tape your mouth and throw you in the trunk of my car and take you out to the woods and dismember you.
Yeah, that business about I would never want to soil a lady yet, I kind of find it very appealing.
Yeah. Here's
and
the
I want my penis to be extra large at the time which we perpetrate that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The thing about women I found is they don't smell the BS gene that much.
No.
I mean, they don't smell BS on a guy.
No, in fact, they kind of attracted to BS.
Yes. Ladies, you like BS. You'll never admit it because you don't know when a guy's BSing.
Yes.
We know the BS guys.
Ugh.
A lot of attitude. Hair all any guy who screws with his hair too much or wears too much jewelry.
Any guy that can pull off the romantic piece,
with
too smoothly,
or just a serious attitude thing.
Yeah, but that's the obvious one. That's what even bugs.
But women buy into the BS. But the creepy thing. That they see.
Creep, desperation, lack of experience.
That's what Teddy's got in
game
spades.
Over.
Sam?
Hello?
You're 24. What's up?
Me and my girlfriend were having sex, and she wanted to use a strap-on on me, and her sister had one, so she went and got it. And
just stop right there for a second.
Okay.
Adam, isn't that part of the story kind of amusing? Hey, Susie.
I'm guessing she didn't ask. I'm guessing she just knew where it was hidden.
I got an idea. Let's use Susie's.
Well, some families are poor and they don't have more than one strap on.
We had
one car, one bathroom.
One strap on.
One strap on.
I understand.
Times were tight.
Well, all she had was a vibrator. Anyway, so she went and got it. And afterwards, the last, I would say, 2 weeks, I've kind of been, like, itchy there.
Where?
Okay, well, wait a minute. Hold on. Did she have the strap on, or was it just...
Yeah, she went and got it.
No.
The sister had was a vibrator.
No, all this girl had was a vibrator.
She had one.
Yes, all...
The sister had the...
Of the owner of the strap on is what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, ever since then,
What is your question? We got the itchy piece.
What'd she do with the strap on when you were done with it? Put it back?
Oh. Yeah, she washed it off and put it back.
Sweet.
With a letter, thank you.
Oh, Rose. Is she still living at home?
No.
All right. Does she live with her sister?
Yeah.
Okay. Those two need to be separated.
Yes. How old is the sister?
11.
Slightly older.
Okay.
Way, way older, is that what you said?
Slightly.
No, like 5 years.
How old is your girlfriend?
She's 20.
Mm. All right. So now you itch in the butt area?
Yeah. And so what I was asking is, do you think that I, caught something here, or what?
Is that an activity you've engaged in the past? This is the first time you've sort of experienced the...
this is the first time that I've experienced...
Is your girlfriend into this stuff?
Yeah, dude.
Apparently runs in the family. And God knows where that thing was parked before it got to your ass. Probably the sister's boyfriend's ass.
Exactly. That's totally where she got the idea.
Okay. And no qualms about forcing something up your rectum that was up some other guy's ass just moments earlier?
I wasn't reasoning all that out.
Okay. Well, forget about reasoning. How about cleaning?
Yeah,
did you give it a good wiping down before it went up in there?
Well, no, actually, I'm less concerned about a venereal disease, because that's not likely...
It wouldn't live on it, right?
However...
It wouldn't? Okay.
No. Wait a minute.
Okay.
The traditional, sort of classical venereal diseases. However, hepatitis C and HIV require very special cleansing solutions like glutaraldehyde, where they stay on there.
Yeah, but they're not going to stay there and stay alive. Oh, please, for how long?
Listen, when people use those endoscopes and things, they have to be very specially cleaned, even though they may not be used for a week later.
They overdo it. But if this thing's dry and it's sitting in a closet in a hamper up in some shelf somewhere, it's not going to have that.
But the point is, I think you've got something called pruritus ani, and it's probably just a hemorrhoid, that kind of thing, and it's just irritation. You get some anusol cream over the counter, and that's that.
Did she use a lot of lube?
Yeah.
Did she borrow some of her sister's lube, or did she use her own?
Her own.
Oh, my God. I can't even
say. Sam, please do not have children. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and for Hanukkah, see if you can get a nice strap-on for yourself. Okay, buddy? All right, good times.
Oh, my God. His mom.
I think he was serious, too.
Yeah, I know.
Justin?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Me and my friends pulled a prank on this guy, one of our friends. We put a orthotricyclin pill in his drink, and we haven't talked to him in a week, so we don't know if he's okay or not.
Just think, is there a female on Earth that pulls this kind of JO stuff on their friends?
Putting birth control?
Or whatever.
I don't think so.
Although that last caller's girlfriend probably had a little bit of that spirit in her, I must admit.
Yeah.
Well, with the sort of saucy sister.
Women don't have the jack-off gene. They have the stab-in-the-back gene, but not the jack-off gene.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
he get a little nauseated, but that's about it.
He's fine.
Single pill?
Yeah, I think so.
You gotta up the dose next time.
It's a blue one.
He probably vomited and forgot about it. Didn't know anything about it. All right?
Yep.
All right, Justin.
Thanks. Hey, Adam, you're awesome, dude.
Thanks.
Man, show's awesome.
What part of Texas are you calling from?
Huh?
What part of Texas are you calling from?
Dallas.
Good times. True. Yeah. Why are you thumping your chest?
Palpitations.
Really?
I get palpitations once in a while.
You do?
Yeah, for sure.
What is thumping your rib cage do?
Makes it stop.
It does?
Yeah.
Just because you know you're doing it?
No, I wasn't even aware I was doing it. If you hadn't brought it to my attention, I wouldn't have.
What happens? What's a palpitation? Your heart gets going?
Extra beats, yeah.
You anxious?
No.
Horny?
Coffee.
Dry mouth?
Yeah.
All right, drop your pants. Get in your underpants. I'll look at you in an hour. Lizzie?
Yes.
Yeah, we go.
You're 22. What's up?
Yeah, I was raped end of March, and I really haven't had any response to it. I haven't reacted to it. I'm not traumatized by it. Like, I went, 2 days after it happened. My parents my mom took me to, this spa in Arizona. I was there. She left. I was there by myself. She came and visited me sometimes, but, for, a couple weeks, then my dad has, he does business in New York, and he's got a condo there. I was there, and, my aunt took me shopping. And
all right. Well, hold on. I don't want to go through your entire day planner, but hold on. We get the picture. Everything you didn't
just went on with
you didn't freak out.
Right. But so I've been back in my regular routine now for only 2 weeks. And
well, who raped you?
It was random. I was jogging and it was random. He jumped me. And,
wow.
And it was he pulled me into a parking garage that was under construction. It happened to be part of the hospital, and security guard found me unconscious. And
really? Did they whack you in the head or something?
I when he threw me down, my head must have, because I had to get stitches in my head and
So you weren't awake for the rape?
Parts of it. I remember him ripping. He had his hand. I think, I don't know if it was because of my head or I blacked out, because he had his hand right at my neck to hold me down. He was I was flat on my back, and he was bracing himself right at my neck with one hand.
How long before you went unconscious after he attacked you?
Oh God, I don't know. I think I remember him penetrating me.
No, wait a minute. He attacked you and then quickly you were unconscious, or you had minutes?
I was jogging. He grabbed me hand over my face and pulled me in, and that's all kind of blurry. And then I remember hitting the ground.
So within a few seconds, you were unconscious?
No, probably minutes.
Minutes.
I would think where I was running and where I was found, it's not, they weren't close. He had to drag me through
All right, hang on a second. I would think just that assault would be so traumatizing as to give you sort of a post-traumatic stress reaction, okay? Now, the only way that I know that people, there's two ways that people sort of go on with things when traumatic, highly arousing, traumatizing experiences aren't sort of processed as something special is, one, you're used to being traumatized.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. Or two, you're really, really suppressing it.
Or three, they get into acting and show business.
And, and this will come out. There will be a reaction to this.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. All right. Well, you gotta get some help before it comes out and catches you off guard.
My parents' attitude about this whole thing is, I think, you're okay.
Well, that's how they want to believe it is.
And,
that's
it's the same thing with my friends. My mom has specifically said to me, if, they ask you how you're doing, you just say you're fine. Because I was supposed to graduate in May, at the beginning of this month. And
what school?
I'm supposed to graduate, in June.
What school?
Northwestern. Mm-hmm. And I am not graduating because it happened over my spring break, and I didn't go back for the last trimester. So I'm not graduating. So is there something to be explained, which I don't know what my parents told me.
Well, look,
I kind of live in this, high society crap.
Okay, but listen.
Sorry.
You need to get yourself a therapist. Relax. You're okay. You're normal. Thank God you come into this with an intact sort of psyche, and you will get through this. But you need the opportunity to get through it, and everybody else doesn't want to feel the pain of acknowledging what you've been through. And that's fine. That's them. But you need an opportunity to have the feelings.
My parent, I don't, how do I find or get into therapy without,
well,
not without telling my parents, but like kind of do the preliminary work.
Yeah, but Northwestern has an elaborate student health system. Why don't you take advantage of that?
I haven't been like back there. I don't know.
Well, you're in Chicago now still, right?
Well, yeah, I'm north of Chicago, yeah.
Well, why go back there.
Get back in and get involved regularly with some treatment. I'm sure there are rape support groups, too. Get a group experience and an individual experience would be very, very helpful.
All right. And you can be one of...
Sorry. Sorry she went through that. I mean, that's the real McCoy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can be one of the few people in your rape support group who is bona fide raped. I mean, guy, you know, jogging. Why is it everyone who was not raped by their boyfriend or that sort of date rape thing
was raped in an urban
jogging,
park jogging in Central Park or along the lake in Chicago?
Yes. If I have a daughter, I will forbid her from jogging. I would tell her she can walk or she can sprint. Apparently, if you're walking, you cannot be raped. Yeah. And if you're at a full-blown sprint, you can't be raped. It's the jogging that attracts a rapist.
Interesting.
I'm going to work on that
nice
theory.
Nice deduction.
Thank you.
Strong work.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Love Line, everybody. That's the radio show. There's Drew. I'm Adam. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob Schneider is going to be in here tomorrow night promoting his new movie, I'm guessing. And let's get back to the phones and speak to Ryan.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan, you're 14. What's up?
Hey, Brian, hang on 1 second. You know, Rob was last year, last time, he said something that was rather striking. He said that he read our relationships book. It was the best book he'd ever read on relationships. Remember that?
No. No, now that you say it, it sounds sort of familiar. Yeah, but no, I would never remember a compliment like that. I only remember bad things people say to me.
Yeah, of course. All right, Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah.
You're right, I shouldn't mention good things.
Well, this girl at school, I really like her, and... She considers me like her brother, and she's like, oh, Ryan, you're so sweet, you're so funny. I'm like, oh, that means she, like, doesn't, think of me as, like, a guy. She doesn't, like...
Does she have boyfriends?
What?
Does she see other guys?
Yeah, but not now.
Well, why don't you ask her out?
I'm, like, scared.
Well,
nervous.
Then you're gonna stay the brother. Ain't gonna happen any other way.
Is there any way I can, like, change that before I have to ask her out?
Your brother status?
Yeah.
Now, this is an interesting male trait, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can we work on her? Can we tool her up in the shed somehow? You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is gonna, reprogram her.
But it all happens on sort of a fantasy level. It's like, well, magically,
yeah.
I'll say a few chants on her. And
well, this is really the genesis of Spanish Fly.
Yeah, this is the beginning of that. Yeah.
Can I sprinkle something into her drink or food that is going to make her like me?
Yep.
Or the guy's version of Love Potion, make her horny.
Yeah.
Ryan?
Yeah.
It's not going to work. How long have you known her?
Since, like, preschool. And now I just, like...
Preschool.
Yeah, and like.
Are you in a small school or something?
Pretty small. It's a private school.
Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. See, I think there's a lot of mixing and matching in those little populations that stay together for many years. And I think he could just ask her out. And for even
she's
just
your college. Age. She's in your grade.
Yeah.
What is that? Eighth or ninth grade?
Yeah, eighth.
Eighth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Oh, man. I was paralyzed.
Really,
I
truly.
I was so paralyzed.
It's like, Ryan, I hate to say this, but at that stage of my life, it's like I didn't have... It's like I was a car trying to run without an engine. You know what I mean? I just didn't have anything going on that I could call upon.
I had no engine. I had no tranny.
No wheels.
I had no rear end.
No wheels.
No wheels.
Yeah.
No doors. No fenders. No. I was just a frame. Barely.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on.
Well, look, Ryan.
It's normal, Ryan. Here's the good news.
Here's what I'd like to do.
You'll be a big star like Adam someday.
I know it'll... Well, let's not go overboard. I'm literally a millionaire, as you know, Drew. Ryan?
Yeah?
I'm going to try something on you, and I hope it works. And if not for you, some other youngster listening. Oh. I give this speech about every 3 years. I think it's high time I give it again.
Good.
All right, I'm giving you oral sex starting now. Ready? Go. Now, and Drew, Drew, you're a doctor. You're considered a genius by most, except for me, who really knows you. I want you to chime in if you find any fault.
I know where you're going.
That I say.
I already know where you're going.
All right. You stop me if you hear anything you don't like.
Okay.
Anything that you can find fault with.
All right. You won't yell at me.
And I will not yell. All the things that you do in the 8th grade, the 9th grade, even all the way through high school, socially do not amount to a hill of beans. Outside of high school. Now, if you kill somebody, if you get somebody pregnant, if you rape somebody, if you do something horrible to someone or let someone do something horrible to you, yes, that counts. But all of the jockeying, all of the asking out, all of I think she likes me, but I'm too scared to say anything, it registers as a zero in your adult life. A zero.
Even though it is so powerful to you now, when you're able to step back and look at it, you'll think, oh, did I waste time and energy? And why?
It is like you seeing a giant inflatable Wonder Dog at a Macy's parade and being scared assless of it at age 3 years old and then realizing it's just a bunch of fabric and air and some helium. Yeah. Okay?
Okay?
Ryan, if you ask her out or don't ask her out, or half ask her out, it will not make a difference in the next few months, few years, or the rest of your life.
However,
if you spend too much of your life not asking people out, then you'll just be a pathetic male adult living in a one-bedroom apartment, using one of those plug-in stoves, one of those hot plates, heating cans of beans still in the can.
George Foreman's grill you're
and
using.
And eating it right out of it with a spork that you got from IHOP.
So,
you ask her out tomorrow. Do you hear me?
Right. It is important.
You ask her. Quiet down, Drew. Well, I'm on a roll.
No, he said no yelling.
All right. I'm yelling at Ryan. You ask her out on a date tomorrow.
Okay.
And you will thank us. And you know what? I'm gonna take it a step further. If you ask her out on a date tomorrow and she says no, you'll still be better off than where you are today.
Yes.
If she says
you've gained a skill.
That's right. If she says absolutely not, I wouldn't do it in a million years, you will still be better off than you are today.
And those are the three important things, really. The goals are to build some esteem, to build some skill, social skills, and three, try to enjoy adolescence as much as it's humanly possible, which is not very much.
Did I forget the part about drinking the sixer of Mickey's Big Mouth?
No, you got that in there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because that's a very crucial element to this. Brad?
Yes.
You're 38?
38.
What's up?
I got a problem. I'm a manic depressive. I've got OCD and ADD. And my deal is, for the past 6 years now, I hold in my poop. I don't go to the bathroom, and I do it deliberately. And I've talked to my doctors about it.
How many years has this been going on?
For about six.
The poo.
About 6-7 years now.
He has pooed across that 6 years. He's been withholding each of across those years. And what do you get out of it?
How does that work? Yeah.
I eventually go after about 6 days.
And what do you accomplish by having held? What do you get out of that?
I don't know.
Is there an experience, some feeling?
Serious skid mark,
I guess. That's what they ask me. I just say it's like a feeling almost, but I don't know why I do it. No one knows why.
Yeah, it goes with, that kind of thing goes along with OCD, right?
Hang on a second, Brad. Ryan, young Ryan, I hope you're still listening. This is what happens when you don't ask girls out in junior high. You become the 38-year-old OCD guy who holds his own duke in. Now, you crap like once a week?
Yeah.
Do you eat normally?
I eat normal.
And, Drew, what can it do to you medically not to do this? Not to move those bowels on a regular basis? Drew, you always say that, and I hate that, because the only thing I do well medically is crap.
Yeah, but that's spiritual.
I mean, that's
for
my
you.
Pride
that's
and joy.
That's your spiritual connection. You understand?
I'm amazingly regular.
Yeah, I understand.
And you say I get nothing out of that, and I know.
Well, you got your esteem built.
I know you crap every 3 days, and you have a jealous, vengeful rectum. Thank you, Brad.
Yeah.
Well, your doctors have you on any medication?
Oh yeah.
Not for that.
For OCD though.
Stuff, but right. I don't know. I mean, I. you know, when I have to go, I'll purposely sit in the chair and suck it up and hold it in, and I'll go in my pants sometimes. And
very stubborn man. Are you able to work?
I'll work, but
where do you work?
At a hotel.
I see.
Sometimes I'll, you know, I'll have to sit down and hold it in, and sometimes it'll get in my pants. And
Well, I don't know the specific theories as to why these kinds of behaviors develop.
Have you heard about this one?
Yeah, there are people that retain stool. The kids do this.
Isn't this a weird adolescent type behavior?
Aside from being masochistic, it's sort of a developmental arrest symptom.
Anything happen to you when you were little?
I wasn't raped or anything, but I had a sexual encounter with a 16-year-old when I was 13.
Yeah.
He made me, you know, like give him blowjobs and stuff like that.
All right.
We would bet even more, though.
Something.
Yeah, more went on.
All right, so, hey, Brad.
Yeah.
You're 38. You're not even 40 yet. How about, you know, seeing about salvaging your life? I mean, take your medication. You know, you realize this bowel movement thing is a strange thing. How about just taking a dump when you got to take one? I mean, I know wouldn't.
Thing. I don't want to.
I know you don't want to, but I don't want to do anything. I still do something. I mean, I know I can't talk crazy people out of being crazy, but Brad, you know you're a little crazy, right?
Right.
And one of the things that makes you crazy is you take a crap once a week.
Yeah.
How about engaging in some behaviors that sane people might partake in, like crapping?
It's kind of like an eating disorder, you know, that you do get something out of this, albeit dysfunctional. And it's a natural function. It's something that needs structure to it. And it really requires you letting go of that control and going ahead and having whatever feelings you're containing by going through this, or whatever sorts of arousal benefits you're getting out of it, and just going, you know, the same time every day, sitting down and letting go and being much more structured with it, so you don't get into that sort of cycle of preoccupation and obsession.
Hold on. I'm going to change Brad's life. Brad?
Yeah?
Why don't you get yourself one of those toilet seats that squirts in the ass like I got? You'll be begging to Duke.
He'll never leave.
You'll be camped on that toilet like Elvis. Listen, crazy guy. You take your couple of craps a week from being sane.
It's like an eating disorder.
Just do it.
Eating disorder patients
don't coddle it. Just do it.
Eat very structured meals throughout the day.
I understand.
You've got to be structured with a toilet.
Okay, listen. Here's your tall order. Take a crap. How tall a order is that? Just do it, would you? I know you're nuts, but do it. Then you won't be nuts because you'll be acting sane. It's my new thing now.
Can you give that lecture again tonight?
I don't care how nuts all of you are. Just act sane, and you will not be nuts. You can be nuts inside, but you will not be nuts on the outside. We'll never know.
You'll never know, and that's what's important.
That's the important thing. All right, Drew, number two?
Number one, let's go.
What do you say? Is it a little homage to Brad? See if you can squeeze one off?
Together?
Yes. Oh. One cheek per seat.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew.
Hey, Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob Schneider will be in here tomorrow night. And let's talk to Bill, who has some advice for the pooper. Bill?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
You had a little poop problem in the past?
Yeah, I did.
It's good alliteration, Drew.
What?
Consonants, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd just like to let him know that, if he's still listening, that he should, like, get some help with it, because I had problems with it, and I went to the doctor, and, you know, they had to start using enemas and getting you to drink mineral oil, because, I mean, if you hold it in for a long time, and then you go, and it hurts really bad, and it stretches out your O-ring, and...
Yeah. Your O-ring?
Yeah.
How long? Who produces that? Is that Morton Thiokol? And, how long did you go when you're... Like, give me your best... Like, how many days did you put together without a number two?
I'd say at least three.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I've seen is people that abuse laxatives eventually can't go without the laxative.
Uh-huh.
And the bowel doesn't move normally.
Mm-hmm.
And they can fill up, so they haven't gone for days and days and days, maybe weeks sometimes.
Yeah.
The whole thing becomes... I've even had a patient had a colon removed.
Bad times.
Yeah.
But you say, and you've said this before,
yeah,
no healthier to go three times a day than someone who goes once every other day. No different.
I mean, there's no syndrome associated with that, no, other than discomfort from the bowel filling up.
Mm-hmm.
It's purely a sort of mechanical issue.
And that area is meant to hold waste.
Yes. That's all it does. Absorb water from waste. That's all it does.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just those weird preoccupations
can't
of the colon
give me,
are
can't
nothing
give me that
but
one, though.
Weird preoccupations.
That's it.
I mean, that is their soul and their spiritual and their emotional worlds need to be examined, not their colons.
Yeah. That's nothing to do with plaque building up on your insides or anything.
That is what I find so bizarre. We do colonoscopies where you look through people's colons with a scope. And before that, you make them squeaky clean because you have to be able to see every inch of the surface of their colon. You clean them out. They're not happy, healthy people. They're you know, depleted because they've had diarrhea for 2 days and they have nothing in there.
But, dude, what about all those toxins that build up inside your colon?
Yes, yes.
No? Just nonsense.
In fact, when Jerry from Survivor was up here, mm-hmm. during one of the breaks, she goes, I've never been so cleansed of toxins. She was malnourished. She would develop massive edema when she refed herself.
Yeah,
I know. What is these toxins? What are these things? Just describe. I just want somebody to tell me one of them. What is the structure of one toxin? Please.
Yeah. You could have a nice bone-chilling talk with my screwball mom about toxins building up in the blood system. Hey, I remember my mom used to talk about giving blood and getting lead out of your blood
oh
system
my God.
By replacing. Uh-huh. But hey, it makes sense. If you say, okay, you carry around 7 pints of blood in you, and you're living in a society where you're taking lead in via, you know, airborne particles or water or drinking, eating utensils or something, then you give some of that blood and you make new blood. You're not using the old blood. How much blood do you waste anyway if you're not bleeding?
Do you waste?
I mean, you still got the same blood in you?
No. It turns over every 120 days.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So every 4 months it turns over?
Mm-hmm.
Your entire system?
Mm-hmm.
7 pints? Is that what that is?
Well, you're confusing the red blood cells with the fluid it flows in.
Yeah.
The red blood cells turn over every 120 days.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good times. Yeah. Matt?
Yeah?
Does that all happen on one day, or is it slowly?
No, each day.
I see. It's not like an oil change. Matt, you're 16. What's up?
Happy late birthday, by the way, Adam.
Thanks. Yeah.
By the way, my birthday present to you, Adam, is not getting a birthday present.
I didn't even notice,
yeah,
by the way.
No, but I just want to pay homage to, you know, our good friendship and the fact that I wouldn't dream of disturbing you with a gift.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
Well, my family has joined you in your quest, by the way. And get squat from any of those losers. Go ahead, man.
All right. Well, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. And, I love your guys' show. And
Adam,
man, show rocks.
Thanks.
And, okay. Well, my question is, I have one big question, one little question. But big question is, I found out, I guess, fairly recently that, my parents have been divorced for about 3 years, separated for 4. That the girl or the woman my dad cheated on my mom with, and which basically broke up the marriage, he got married to without telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And he had dropped a couple like hints to me or like stuff like that, like he wanted me to know, because like I'd be like talking to him, because I talked to him on a regular basis. He has like, well, with my sister, and he has 2 kids from a previous marriage. I'm, like, basically the only one that calls him on a regular basis, and, you know, that he has a good relationship with.
Yeah.
And he'd say, like, I'll drop by with the check later, but my wife's kind of sick. I got to go and...
Why do you bother with him?
He sounds like a delight, your father.
Oh, he's a very, very dynamite individual.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really love my dad. And the reason I have a good relationship with him is because I don't really expect a lot out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know my dad's like not the world's greatest dad.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to that, being realistic about who he is, which is a jerk.
Yeah.
All right.
He may not be in the top billion.
Yeah, that's not 2 billion, I'd say.
Well, what's the question?
Well, I want to confront him about it.
About what? About his behavior?
Well, I want to see if he's married. Because, okay, well, another...
Whatever you do, Matt, do not expect it to be a gratifying experience.
Oh, I'm not. That's
yeah. If you just want some information, you just want an explanation, you're going to get a lot of BS, probably.
That's why I haven't really asked it. And another thing is that One thing my dad hasn't told me is that, well, I'm 16, my sister's 14, but in between, like, around 85, he got that woman pregnant and had a kid, like, out of wedlock, and he lives with, I guess, his new wife now, and that kid.
Hold on. What's your dad? Is he an attorney or a car salesman?
Even worse, he works at a recording studio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, Matt, we got to take a break.
Go ahead, ask him, make it sure you understand it's a fact-finding mission, not going to be an emotionally pleasing, gratifying experience.
Don't expect much.
Yeah, you have a realistic understanding of who your dad is. Don't expect much beyond that.
And for a guy who came, sprang forth from the loins of an a-hole, Matt sounds like a decent guy.
Yes.
All right. Hello, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob Schneider in here tomorrow night. Back to the phones we go. Becky?
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. You're 15. What's up?
I was recently, like, just a few months ago, put in two psycho hospitals for, like, the first time was attempted suicide, and the second time was, like, because I didn't want to take my medication.
You're insane.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah.
And I, like, a month and a half ago, I stopped taking the medicine. My parents don't know. And, like, I'm starting to feel, like, you know, the old things. I'm starting to cut myself again, and...
Why don't you go ahead and get back on the medicine?
Because I don't like the fact that I have to take medication to be normal.
Well, you know, people don't like having any kind of illness. It's unfortunate when you have to deal with that. And people your age that are diabetics don't like having to take insulin to stay alive. And very often they don't take their insulin. They have all kinds of awful consequences. But the fact is, you have this imbalance. You got to take medicine. If you don't, you suffer. Why not take the medicine?
Because, like, I know even if I tell my parents that I'm not taking it, like, they're going to make me go on it, but they're going to put me in a psycho hospital again.
Yeah, so why don't you go ahead and just take it on your own?
And it's going to take, like, another, like, 4 to 6 weeks or whatever.
Not necessarily. Sometimes you're going to kick in pretty quick.
Yeah, like, I don't know. The first time it took, like, over 2 months.
What are the medicines?
Well, Butrin and Depakote.
Depakote takes a while oftentimes, but the Wellbutrin can be very fast-acting. So go ahead. Take your medicine. Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Becky.
All right. They're good times, right?
All right, thanks.
All right. Listen, everyone, take your medicine. Julie.
Hi.
You're 18. What's up?
In my vagina, it feels like it's swollen and around my lip part.
That's right.
And I was wondering if that could be due to some sort of cancers or some sexually transmitted diseases.
Most probably both.
What? Were you recently sexually active?
Yes.
And you started having discomfort after that sexual activity?
Well, it's not that I really feel it, like, physically, like a pain or anything. It's just, if I was to feel up there, it feels swollen.
Why don't you go have somebody take a look so we can figure out what's going on here?
Okay.
And you're sexually active, right? So you go ahead and get pelvic exams regularly?
No, I don't.
All right, so you got to do that.
Okay.
You understand why that is?
Why?
Because women your age get cervical cancer, and regular pap smears prevent that from happening. And if you get cervical cancer, it's very deadly.
Okay.
Okay, you can prevent that from happening. Swelling could be just a vaginitis. It could be just some irritation. Could be herpes. Could be other sexually transmitted diseases. But you are not going to find out what the heck that is unless you go in there and take a look.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, good times. It works in almost every application.
It's kind of like aloha.
Yeah. Mahalo, aloha, good times.
Mahalo.
Well, no one does that mahalo like Don Ho, though.
Oh, uh-uh.
Sounds like he
swallowed you up.
Yeah. He starts to say mahalo. And then he just, someone steps on his stomach after that.
Somehow I just have an image of that. It's ridiculous.
Michelle?
Yeah?
You're 15?
I'm 17.
You're 17?
Sorry, I'm kind of nervous.
All right.
But, yeah, my ex-boyfriend's in prison. It's not really prison. It's like kiddie prison, you know, juvie thing. But he wrote me a letter a while ago, and like a few weeks ago, and I'm really scared. I don't know if I should write him back or not.
Yeah. What'd the letter say?
It said he was sorry for everything he did to me because I went out with him when I was 14, and he was really abusive and everything. Like, he used to hit me and stuff like that.
Okay, that's not going to change. Not without long, long periods of treatment.
Well, what if he got a tattoo of Christ while he was in the pen? You think that would
getting closer?
Well, how old is he now?
He's the same age as me. He's
Why would you go back in with a guy that was abusive like that?
Oh, I don't want to get back with him or anything like that. I don't know. He really wanted me to write him back, and the letter says, please, please write me back.
You're going to get sucked right on in, aren't you?
That's what I'm scared of.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, end up being with him again or anything like that.
Yeah, well, you might as well stop now.
How long is he in for?
I think it said 2 years. I don't know what it's for, though. He didn't say.
Okay. So many things yes. that people do that just happen start right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's you shouldn't be going out for the coffee. You shouldn't be responding to the letters. You shouldn't be alone in the bedroom together. You know what I'm saying? It's a series of bad choices, and she can make a good one right here, right now.
Well, and you know, I was thinking that too. Which basically the way I was looking at it, and I think this is probably restating what you were saying, which is at this point, all you have to do is not return the guy's letter,
that's right.
and you're done.
Yeah.
This is tantamount to breaking it off with someone after one date,
right.
as opposed to being with him for a month
year.
And a half.
Yeah.
Okay?
I understand that.
So just don't return this one, and don't even write him one of those letters that says, I'm sorry, I know what you're going through, we can't be what we were.
No contact.
I feel sorry for it.
No.
He'll not write you.
Well, I'm just kind of, I don't know.
All right, Michelle, stop. Stop now.
We're telling you to stop now.
Stop it. Seriously. You're going to talk yourself into that letter.
You're going to take a big step forward if you return that letter, and it's going to be a real slippery slope, and you may just slide down the other side and never be able to grab a branch or anything to slow yourself down after
that. It's fine. He was abusive. Put it down. Forget it.
But I don't want to regret not writing to him because I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder.
What?
I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And what happened with me and him is part of the reason I have it. And
of course.
I feel like I kind of need, like, closure or something.
Yeah, the closure is you having the self-esteem to do something ritualistic with that letter and put it away forever.
Let me tell you about closure and strength, everyone. It's about not doing anything sometimes. Not picking up the phone, not writing the letter, not throwing the rock, not ramming the car in front of you.
Michelle's hell-bent on getting back with him. That's what that is, Michelle. That's what that is.
Yes. You can disguise it as closure, but that's BS.
It's BS.
Wow, Drew.
No, I can't stand denial. It drives me insane.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's not good.
Why? Someone in your family steeped in denial? Most of them?
Probably.
Your whole family?
No, I don't know what it is about denial. I don't like paranoia either.
I don't like it either.
You can't reason. You know what I mean? You can't find a place to connect when there's too much denial or too much paranoia. It's like it's too disconnected from reality.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't like people that take care of themselves too much or worry too much about themselves. Do you not like those people?
Yes.
I'm really the worst. Every time we do some nutty thing at the man show. And there's somebody going, well, now, shouldn't we put down some grip tape and put, like, don't we need some extra lighting?
Shut up.
I was like, just get in there. I was like, well, we need to get a stuntman or something. Oh. We can't have one of them. But now, just shoot him with the exploding dookie. He'll be fine. he should wear protective gun. No, he'll be cool.
What about the testicle outfit? That's going to get rolled.
Yeah, what do we got insurance for? He's fine. Katie?
Hi.
You're 15. What's up?
Yeah, I haven't had my period in about 8 months, and then I just started...
you're fine. Quit complaining. Get back in there.
No, and I just started this afternoon, and I'm going through, like, a tampon, like, every half hour to an hour.
Ooh, did they do something to start your period, like give you some medication?
No, uh-uh.
Have you seen a doctor about this?
No, I just started this afternoon.
You really should see someone. Not so much about the bleeding, but the degree of irregularity you're having. Uh-huh. Are you overweight at all?
A little bit.
There's something called polycystic ovarian syndrome that actually is very important for you to know about if you have it. And it's associated with being a little overweight, a little resistant to the effects of insulin, so there's a chance of diabetes later on, and really irregular periods from multiple cysts. And it's worth knowing about. And there are other things that can cause this, too, that it should be evaluated at your age.
You know what's funny about that? When you ask someone if they're a little bit overweight, when they stutter for a few minutes, that's usually it's more than 10 pounds overweight, because it wouldn't count that 10, and less than 40 because they would just go ahead and say they were overweight.
Yeah.
That's the chick who's 5'8 and 165.
Which is actually perfect for PCO, polycystic ovarian syndrome. That's part of that. That's kind of describes some
so
of that.
So it's a good
syndrome.
Thing, right?
No.
Kind of like chunky.
Chunky. I love that girl. Chuck?
Yeah.
Chucky? You're 21. What's up?
I just got back from a visit from back home in Illinois. Uh-huh. And saw one of my old girlfriends and that I haven't dated for 3 years now, and when I saw her again I fell head over heels again for her, and I'm here in California. I don't know what to do. Is she worth moving back for or what?
Why'd you break up with her in the first place?
I went down to Florida for a few months and we just lost contact. And
why wasn't it something worth maintaining contact for?
I tried, and she's just tough to get a hold of.
Yeah. Speaking of denial.
Is she into you now? Well, she broke up. He moved to Florida, and she dumped
it. But why now is it glorious, and then it was, whatever.
Yeah. I think I'm older now. She's just good to talk to.
Yeah.
We just hit it off for a while.
What are you doing in San Diego?
Trying to make some money.
Here's the deal. Cold streak.
What's that? Yeah, you've had a tough time with the ladies in San Diego?
Shocking.
I've only been out here 8 months. So.
Right. No luck.
No.
Yeah, if you met a chick in San Diego you were halfway into, you wouldn't even dream of moving back to Chicago. I mean, this is based on your desperation, not on how much she's blossomed. All right, he's got the radio up, so I'm going to hang up on him.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was getting at, too.
It's amazing.
When he had a lot going on, it was like, whatever. Now he's alone. He feels uncomfortable. It's like, whoa, this one's fantastic.
Well, it's amazing how good anything can look when you've been denied it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A corn dog can look like a pheasant under glass if you haven't eaten in a long time.
Cheese on a stick?
But you know what I was thinking about? No, that is really good. You know what I was thinking about with Chuck? This would be a horrible thing to say, but you know what, Drew? We're too old to see girls we haven't seen in a while and see how they've blossomed. Do you know what I'm talking about? Guys, enjoy this, because it doesn't happen when you get older. Drew, you're what, 43, 40, 42?
Yeah.
Right. If you saw some chick you last saw her when she was 23 and you see her now, it's like, oh, Christ, honey, what happened? Did you get run over? What happened? Is this some accident at the plant? What the hell happened? I mean, the best you can say at our age, and I know this sounds sexist and double standard and horrible, but the best you can say is, hey, holding up pretty good. Hey, she don't look like crap. That is high praise. And you don't have that. When you're 15, 16, 17, you're dating a girl, and then you see her again at 21, 22, you're like, whoa. Honey, you shed that weight. You're looking good. What happened? What'd you do? Cut your hair? Oh, you got your teeth fixed. Yeah. But that don't happen later in life. So I'm just saying, enjoy it. Because when I see those girls I went to high school with now, I'm like, well, I'm glad you didn't have sex with me now.
When did you see people from high school?
Reunions. And
you went to a reunion?
I've been to a reunion in...
I would pay to be at one of your reunions.
Oh, yeah? You want to go instead of me?
Is there one coming up?
Well, let's see. Yeah, because I graduated 18. Yeah, I'm going to have a 20-year reunion in another, like, year and a half or 2 years, something like that.
Man.
Oh.
I have to witness this.
Let me tell you something. Anyone who's going to attend the 1982 graduating class of North Hollywood High reunion, I will be returning like MacArthur returned to the Philippines.
I will
pull up in a amphibious landing craft. I'm going to be wearing a cape and a crown. I will have a orchestra playing as I enter. All will hail the king. See, my last reunion, I was still swinging a hammer, so it wasn't any fun. And my buddy Ray peed on me.
Oh, well, that was all a good time. You know, relive the past, you know.
Sure, why not? I'm wearing a blazer. We're in a Bonaventure hotel, and he takes a leak on me.
Yeah.
Al?
High school.
Yeah, hello?
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah, I was at work the other day, and we were discussing, like, you know, stupid stuff. And all of a sudden, some guy told me that, that every, like, like year, you should go get your like rectum cleaned out.
Why, Al? Why? What would that do?
I don't know. He just told me, like, dude, you should go do that, and because it'll clean out your system.
Clean out what? That is outside your body.
You mean like an enema?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. He says that, like, the doctors would, like, go clean with the...
No, Al, please, no.
Like, to not to get, like, infections and stuff.
No.
All right.
Where, who do you work with? Who is this guy?
I work in the kitchen. I work in the hospital, actually, in the hospital, in the kitchen. Uh-huh. And, like, this guy was just like, he said, no, some nurse told me this. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah.
How bad is that hospital food?
Oh, it's bad, dude.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it ain't nothing compared to what it was in the 70s and 80s. Let me tell you something.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Everything was
hugely
bad.
Improved.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what food was like at your school, but you went to a decent school. Did they have decent food?
In college?
No, not in college. In, like, high school, junior high?
No, they had a lunch truck.
Oh, the lunch truck.
Yeah, same guy that go to your construction site.
Still a step up from what you'd get over at the city school. Mary?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're 22?
I'm 22.
What's that?
Well, I get sick all the time. In the last 6 months, I've been sick about 8 times.
What do you mean sick?
Just like having colds, like having a cold right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I always get fevers. And I'm just wondering, you know, why, I mean, I get even near to someone that has a cold and then I get it. And, you know, I don't know if I'm anemic or I don't know.
Do you have any medical problems that would put you at risk for infection?
Well, I'm bulimic.
By the way. Yeah, of course. That's a terrible stress to your system, and it makes it difficult for your immune system to function. So naturally enough, you come in contact with infection, you're going to get it. And you'll have more complications from the infections, too.
What can I do about it?
You can get your bulimia treated.
Okay. Anything else?
No, wait, stop for a second. So no. Put her on hold, please. Just for a second. Please, okay. I have to talk about her. Why? That's the reaction that really pisses me off. Why does, and that's the denial piece that really I get so frustrated with.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
You don't care.
Oh, I care, but I just don't care to care.
I care because that's the part that prevents her from getting well. It's like, well,
yeah.
Go at my chronic disease. I mean, why would I do that?
Okay. Well, let me yell at her. Where is she? Line 4. Hey, Mary?
Yeah?
You need to handle your bulimia. And then worry about all the little crap that you're worrying about now instead of worrying about your bulimia.
That's what we call rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Okay? The colds, deck chairs. Titanic going down because of bulimia. Okay? All right.
So get yourself some help.
Thank you.
You're calling from Van Nuys?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of that hellhole.
First and foremost.
Dump city.
I'm getting a little bulimic just thinking about
living. Where do you live in Van Nuys?
Around Sherman Way.
No!
Oh. I know, it's horrible.
Oh. What a pit. Get out of there.
Tell me about it.
Well, get out of there.
Yeah.
Go to Sherman Oaks.
I will.
Please. I'm going to tell all you people, you live in these hell holes and you don't even care. This Van Nuys is a dump. I grew up in North Hollywood. That was a dump. I had friends in Van Nuys. I worked in Van Nuys. It's a horrible place. Van Nuys means, it actually means hellhole in Spanish.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's, well, good. It's properly named.
The point is if you can scrape together another $65 a month rent, you can slide over to Sherman Oaks and you'll be fine. And, handle your bulimia while you're at it. Here we go. Jesse?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, me and my girlfriend, we were messing around today, and, I guess
I
ejaculated, you know?
Yeah.
And I may have gotten it on my hand and, you know, I guess, gotten it, you know, in her.
Yeah.
This was the first time you'd messed around like this with your girlfriend?
No, but it's the first time that, you know...
Something came out of you?
Yeah.
And so you're freaked out?
No, I'm just freaked out because...
Yeah, you're freaking out because you're thinking about all the possible ways that what came out of you might have gotten into her.
No, just that one.
Mm, Right. So it she gave you the handy, but it got on your hand?
Well, something like that.
Well, what was it?
Help us understand.
Oral.
Ooh. 15. Jeez, where do you go from there? Not up, brother. Just sideways from now on. You don't go anywhere from oral. That's it. You've peaked at 15. Enjoy. So she gave you oral. Something came out of your penis. She spit it onto your hand?
Well, see, it was on my stomach. And, you know, kind of.
All right.
Well, you brush it off and then grab her. I mean, what'd you do?
Yeah, pretty much that.
Brushed it off and then went right for her.
Well, I, you know, waited, but still.
Yeah. How long ago did this happen?
Wash my hands and put on latex gloves. But still.
A couple hours ago.
I see.
Well, she, if you are concerned, there's no. You're obviously not gonna. You're not gonna give us enough information for us to judge whether this is even a realistic possibility. But
no,
if you're concerned,
no.
All right. But if you're concerned, she can certainly take the morning after pill, and that will substantially. If she takes it in the next 24 hours, she will reduce the risk of pregnancy by about 90%. Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to know, like, is there, like, what's the biggest percentage that she could be?
100%.
17%.
Yeah. I mean, she's... Well, you just,
what's the biggest percentage?
Yeah, there's no such question like that. Okay?
Okay.
She could get pregnant, and that's that.
All right.
All right, but she's not going to get pregnant.
Okay.
Not from this.
All right, thanks.
All right, but now you guys are sexually active, sort of.
Sort of.
Even if you're doing it sort of manually. So
by proxy,
get her on some. Just be more responsible.
Yeah.
Now you know why I was laughing at the top of the call. I was thinking about how I always say Van Nuys is a dump.
Yeah.
North Hollywood's a dump, and then I think about, well, doesn't that upset people? And then I realized we never got a phone call with anyone upset or defending
because they live in the dump. they know where they live.
They know it. Yeah. Who's going to argue with that, Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Hi.
What's up?
I just have, like, this really big fear of, like, okay, because I'll hang out with these guys and my friends and stuff, and they'll just, like, be shown up there because I won't know that they're going. And, like, I don't know, I guess sometimes they get a crush on me, and then when somebody tells me, I, like, completely stop talking to them and I just get...
Have you ever been interested in one of the guys that is interested in you?
Well, it's just like whenever the guys that I have a crush on never seem to like me.
Right. Okay. And so you don't want to be sort of intruded upon by these guys that do like you.
I don't know. I just get like really scared of them.
That's
and
all right. You're 15. You may not yet have the skills in order to manage guys that sort of come on to you that way. And that's all right. The more interesting question is why you can't sort of let it be known to the guys you are interested in.
I don't know. I'm afraid he'll like reject me.
How old are the guys that you're hanging out with? How old are they now?
Like 15. Same age as me.
Okay. Well, who do you like right now?
This guy at my school.
Yeah. What's his name? Kurt?
No.
Joey. I'm never right with that Kurt guess.
Joey.
Joey?
Hmm?
Is his name Joey?
Shelley?
Joey.
No.
Ramon?
No.
Steve?
No.
Frank?
No.
Tom?
Bob?
No.
Any part of Bob, like Robert or Bobby?
Uh-uh.
William.
Larry?
Thank you, sweet spirit.
Brad?
Nope.
Chuck?
Nope.
Jim?
Nope.
Mike?
Nope.
Rondo?
No.
Julio?
No.
Is it a bizarre name?
No.
Drew?
No.
Adam?
No.
Robert?
No.
You going to give us a name?
No. And hang on, Jessica. I want to keep guessing this guy's name.
Okay.
All right, it's a regular name, right?
Yeah.
Stu?
Steve.
No.
Brian.
What to start with?
No. No, help it. Bryant?
No.
Duke?
No.
Dan?
No.
Okay, hang on.
Todd?
No, wait a minute. Jessica?
Yeah.
Todd?
No.
Hold on. Todd, that's a lame guess.
I know you like that name, though.
Hold on, Anderson says Chris.
Chris? All right.
Okay, wait a minute, it's got to be. Jessica?
Yeah.
Chris?
Nope.
All right, hold on.
Ray?
Oh. No, I gave Mike. Wait a minute, I got Anthony. Hold on. Let's try. Anthony?
Nope.
Ray?
Uh-uh.
Okay, hang on. Okay, don't go anywhere, because it's a regular name.
Well, she's got to give us the first letter.
No, she doesn't.
All right.
We should have gotten it by now.
Yes.
We named 25 good basic straight names?
The name is going to be, you know, something ridiculous.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Just wait one second. Jessica?
Yeah?
Don't tell us the name.
Okay.
And don't tell us the first letter begins with.
Okay.
But answer this question. Is it an ethnic name or is it an American name?
It's an American name.
An American
Jason.
Name.
A what?
Jason. Nicholas.
Mm-mm.
Jason.
Nope.
All right, hold on.
Jennifer Jason. Josh.
No, wait a minute.
Joshua. That's it. That's it.
And listen, I hold one more thing.
Joshua. Josh?
Nope.
Okay, hang on. Jessica?
Yeah?
Now, it can't... I don't want any derivative things. If we said Steve and he goes by Steven,
we're okay.
You got to sound off, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, hang on.
Lionel.
Hang on. Okay, kids, this could be the rest of the show. It's a straight American name. I'm only going to take calls that are guesses now on this guy's name. It's a regular American name. I know I'm going to throttle her when I find out the guy's name is Hezekiah.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a break. We'll finish the guessing after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Arquette, and you're listening to The Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
All righty, kids. Rob Schneider in tomorrow night. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. When we left off, we were speaking to Jessica. Jessica, is your radio turned down now, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're 15.
Uh-huh.
You're a little creeped out by guys you don't like, but you're unable to connect with guys you do like.
Yeah, it, like, bugs me all day. I think about it all day.
More importantly, there's a guy you have a crush on at school, right?
Uh-huh.
And you have not been able to muster the courage to come up and talk to him, right?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm, like, friends with him, but I can't tell him that I like him.
I see. And his name is Gordon.
Nope.
David.
Nope.
Jordan.
Nope.
Curtis.
Nope.
Douglas.
Nope.
Richard.
No.
Ron.
No.
Craig.
No.
Greg.
No.
Peter.
Dick.
No.
Daniel.
No.
Bruce.
No.
Dennis.
No.
Turk.
No.
Bjorn. Frank. Art. Arthur.
Arthur.
No.
What's going on in the background there, screwball?
My TV's on.
All right, please, turn it down.
Andy.
Right.
Jesus okay. Christ.
Andy.
Andy.
No.
Jeremy. Jack. Ryan.
No.
Arnold.
No.
Alfonso.
No.
All right, come on. Think of your parents' names. Think of some easy names here. Chris. Christopher. Christoph.
That's my dad's name.
Aha! Uh-huh. We're getting warm.
Edward.
Uh-uh.
Now, I swear, you know what's going to happen, Jessica? You are going to give me the name of someone I named 10 minutes ago, and I'm going to fly out to Phoenix and strangle you. Okay.
Should we do it?
I know. I refuse. Now, hold on.
Rob.
I did Rob. Rob?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
What?
Is his name Rob?
No.
Ricky. Okay, Rick.
No.
Stu.
Richard?
No.
I did Stu. And Larry? All the good ones.
Larry?
Uh-uh.
Curtis? Kirk?
Ben. Benjamin?
Nuh-uh.
Jack?
Nope.
I did that one.
All right. Hang on.
That's it.
Hang
no
on.
More.
Hang on. There's no more male names. This is a normal American first name, right?
Uh-huh. Sam.
Uh-uh.
Ooh, that was a good one, though. Okay, hang on. I got to look to the peanut gallery now.
They wrote down all those names. There's nothing in there. Lee.
I did Lee.
Kevin.
Lee, Kevin?
Nope.
Okay, hang on. Jessica, just hang on. I got to take some more calls. Then we'll get some good names. Gabriel.
Gabrielle.
Oh, Gabrielle. I'm making it into a boy's name.
Oh, well, that's okay.
You're 31.
I'm trying to think of a name.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, yeah, I'm 31, and about 6 months ago, I started having, like, a new kind of orgasm in addition to the old one.
Wow.
And oh, I'm trying to figure out what the hell it is and why it's starting now after I've been, you know, sexually active half my life.
Well, what are these new experiences?
It's like, it's a much smaller release, but it's much easier, you know? It happens more frequently. Before, I could only have clitoral orgasms that were very intense and took a long time. And this is like, I can have it from intercourse, from almost anything, and it's short and sudden, and it's really, really wet.
And when did this start?
About 6 months ago.
Uh-huh. Are you married?
No, I'm divorced.
No. What was your ex-husband's name? It's important.
Josh.
We did that one.
And we used that one.
Still trying to figure out the question.
Yeah.
Gabrielle, are you on any medication?
I'm on Paxil.
That's what's doing it.
But I've been on it for 2 years.
Well, it's probably what's doing it still.
Well,
interesting, though, it changes orgasmic function, usually diminishes it. Are you having more difficulty having a clitoral orgasm?
No, the old orgasm is the same. It's more.
I bet it's the Paxil, though, I really do. And because Paxil just changes all that function and changes it in different ways in different people, usually in the downward direction, makes it worse, but I could see where it could make a better change, too.
Well, it's really embarrassing. I mean, I feel like I should only date guys named Noah now.
You got Bill Narc. No. You get it there?
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah.
Guys are pleased when they achieve that with you.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. They feel like they see something for their labor.
Fine.
Yeah, don't
That's
worry.
That's right.
No problem. They're self-impressed.
So you think it's happening because of the Paxil?
Right. I suspect, but even be that as it may, you become multi-orgasmic.
You get older, things loosen up down there.
Testosterone levels go up, and these functions do change with time, for sure.
All right. Jessica?
Yeah?
Bjork.
Gavin.
Nope.
Victor.
Victor. I did a Vic, didn't I? Monty?
Uh-uh.
Ben, Alex, Tony?
Uh-uh.
Mute? That's a Jewish name. No?
No.
Okay. Hang on. Wynn? No. I wouldn't accept that as a standard American name.
Hang on a second.
Hold on.
Wait, let's go some letters here. I think with M other than Monty, what do we got? M.
We did the arts.
J. We did Ralph.
Ooh, I don't think we did Ralph.
No.
Are you going to get your hopes up about Ralph?
Yeah.
Ralph.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Hang on. Mark?
Yeah.
You're 40?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen, and thanks for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, but I've never called before, so appreciate you taking my call.
Here we are.
Well, thanks. What is your call?
Anyway, I've got a kind of a troubling situation. I've been an amputee for 20 years as a result of a motorcycle accident. I have an above-the-knee amputation on my right leg.
Mm.
And I'm pretty active.
Good time.
Good times, yeah.
Yeah, but I have a nagging problem with what they call phantom pain.
Ouch, yeah.
Phantom pain's in a plastic foot I don't have. Everybody knows it's plastic, but it hurts like, it hurts bad.
Phantom pain, literally you feel like that limb that you had is still there and you're feeling pain in it.
Yeah, but, you know, most of the times, most amputees I've talked with don't even have this problem.
Right.
Not only do I have the problem, but it seems to be getting worse. I've just been through 3 days of intense pain.
Are you doing drugs, taking opiates?
I've been prescribed Darvocet by an orthopedic doctor. It's part of my HMO.
Does that help?
Are you actually having pain in...
Yeah.
Would you shut up, Drew? You have a prosthetic leg?
Yeah.
And you have a foot? And you're actually having pain in the foot of the prosthetic leg?
Yeah,
it feels like someone is taking a high-voltage wire and stabbing at my heel.
If he took off the prosthetic leg, he'd still have the pain.
Yeah, it changes.
You have to burn the prosthetic leg.
It becomes like a part of you. It's very, very strong.
So if you took the prosthetic off, hold on. If you took the prosthetic off for 2 days, would you still have the pain?
Yes.
And where would the pain be?
It would be towards the end of the amputated leg, but it doesn't have, I guess, the definition it does when you have the actual...
He would perceive it still as in a foot that's not there. That's why it's called phantom.
Yeah.
A phantom limb pain, it's called.
The troubling thing is it's difficult to explain this to most medical doctors that don't even understand the condition exists.
I beg your pardon. That's something that any first-year medical student would know about.
I've had a lot of difficulty in
difficult to treat, and people might blow it off because it's so impossible to treat, and you should see a pain specialist. They have spinal nerve stimulators and all kinds of things they can do to treat this.
Exactly.
And it's a nerve issue. It's a spinal reflex and a peripheral nerve problem.
Well, where is the leg that was amputated? Because you're going to have to get a priest in there to exercise it. That's the only way to get rid of phantom pain.
Well, I was just going to ask you, Dr. Drew, is there anything that is developing in this
ton. You really do. You need to go down to Irvine and go to the chronic pain program. and see what they can do. They've got an anesthesia and a neurosurgery department there that both deals with chronic pain. They have all kinds of new things for this. There's spinal stimulators. There's intrathecal injections. It depends where they localize the pain syndrome is coming from.
Yeah. Huh? I'm trying to come up with names here.
Well, let's talk to her again. Yeah.
Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
Did I do George?
I don't know.
Oh.
Is it George?
Uh-uh.
She's just toying with us now.
Nicholas?
I think Nathan? I did a Nick.
Nathan.
Mm-mm.
Orville?
Mm-mm.
Wilbur?
Paul?
I think I did Paul.
It's not Wilbur.
Paul?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Hey, Jessica?
Yeah?
You know that game To Tell the Truth?
Uh-huh.
Where those three people try to fake out the celebrity contestants?
Uh-huh.
This ain't that.
I know.
If you hear the name, sound off.
William.
Don't keep groaning and then going back.
Not William. She kind of responded to that W name a little bit.
Barry.
Stay with W for a second.
Barry?
Uh-uh.
You want to say W?
Yeah, the W.
Warren?
No.
Ooh, good one.
What? Wes?
No.
Willie?
No.
True. Are we staying with these stupid W's because you've got a hair up your ass?
Yeah.
And hang on, Jessica. And anyone who just tuned in, I'm trying to figure out the name of the guy that Jessica has a crush on. She says it's a normal American name. I know I'm going to kill her when she gives me the name.
Because it's going to be Octavio.
It'll be Octavio, or it'll be the third name that I mentioned, but she wasn't listening because Sally Jesse Raphael.
That's right.
Was playing. Hold on, give me a minute. Raphael?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's it?
Wait, what'd you say?
Raphael?
Oh, no.
Jesse?
Yeah.
Yes?
Oh, wait. I thought you were saying my name. Sorry.
It's not Jesse.
Alex?
Sally?
Nope.
Okay, hang on.
We did those.
We did the Josh's. And someone's got a suggestion for a name. Alex?
Hey,
you're 16.
I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
For the names, it's Alex, Chad, Kyle.
Oh, Chad. Kyle, yeah.
Chad and Kyle.
Good. And Cody.
Oh, Cody. Yeah, all those new gay names I forgot about. Cody.
Dan? We do Dan?
Yeah, we did that. Kyle?
And Don.
Don. I think I did Don.
Jim. We did Jim.
No, I did Jim. I did Jim.
Jim.
All right. James. Look, I'll redo Jim. But yeah. That's under protest. So what do you got? Don, Jim, Kyle, Cody, and Chad?
And Mark and Kyle.
Mark?
I did Mark.
Okay, thanks.
Hang on, Alex. Okay. Jessica?
Yeah.
Chad?
Nope.
Cody?
Nope.
Kyle?
Uh-uh.
Don?
Uh-uh.
Jim?
Uh-uh.
Hang on. I'm at my wit's end with this bitch. Been an ass full of her.
Justin.
I swear we did a Justin.
No, I don't know.
We haven't done a Justin. I think we've done Justin. Jessica?
Yeah.
Justin?
Yeah.
What?
You guys.
Oh, yeah. I told you I have a gift. And I tell Drew all the time, and he does not buy into it.
It's an intuitive thing.
But out of the hundreds, maybe thousands of names, I got it after like 375 names. And that's...
Imagine the odds.
It's astronomical. Justin?
Yeah.
Didn't I do a Justin 45 minutes ago?
Nuh-uh.
Okay. So you like Justin?
Okay.
I like to kill this Justin. Come on. Go ask him out tomorrow, would you?
I'm on summer break.
Okay.
What's he doing?
Do it in September.
You got an email address for him or anything?
I'm changing schools soon.
That's even better. There's no downside to asking him out.
Go for broke. Can you find him?
No.
You don't know his last name?
Well, I know his last name, but I don't know his number.
No email address?
Mm-mm.
Call information and get his name. Yeah.
I don't want him to think I'm stalking him.
What do you care? You're moving. You're going to another school.
I promise you he will be flattered.
Go for broke.
Even if he says no. Even if he can't do it or is not interested, he'll be moved, flattered.
Go for broke, baby. You're going
guaranteed.
To another school. You never see him again, right?
Just guaranteed he'll be flattered. Guaranteed.
Okay?
All right.
Justin.
Well, we really helped her out. I think I said Justin. I really don't. Oh, maybe I didn't. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Oh, yes!
Love Line. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey! Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Don't Call Me Justin, Dr. Drew over there. Rob Schneider in tomorrow night. We're doing some real important work here this evening. Jesse?
Yeah, hi.
You're 20?
Wasn't that Jesse was just driving us insane?
Yeah, that was Chick Jesse.
I'm a guy.
This is Dude Jesse.
Hi.
What's happening, Dude Jesse?
Not much. I was hoping to get your opinions and advice on what it takes to be successful in therapy.
All right.
Just hang in. Hang in and be willing.
Okay.
Be willing. That is the one piece of advice. I gave a lecture the other day where I tried to struggle with. I was at a group of addicts. And we were trying to come to terms with how do you give somebody get it. I think I talked about this the other night. How do you get them to sort of get it, to be willing to follow direction, to be willing to give in to the process of treatment? And it's hard. It's hard to get somebody there. And a good therapist will sort of connect with you where you are. And find a way to build a relationship wherever it is you are, and then you'll get it eventually.
Are you going to a therapist now?
Well, I see a psychiatrist for schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia is not something that responds particularly to therapy, right?
Right. Well, yeah, but I have some emotional problems.
Okay.
Aside from that, you know.
Stay with the work. I mean, you know what you have to do, right?
Yeah, you got to get into treatment.
You taking medication?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
They got some good stuff for schizophrenia now, right?
Oh, yeah.
We have Clozaril, something like that?
No, I'm on Seroquel.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's working pretty good.
All right, Jesse.
Good luck.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah. I really respect your guys' opinion.
Hi, Jay.
Drew, I really respect your opinion. Yeah. Thanks, Jesse. It means a lot to us. It does. And it'd mean more to us if you kept with your program.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I was hoping to hear Adam's opinion on, you know, because I know you've been through a lot of therapy and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
My opinion is show up and, you know, you can treat. I mean, look at it this way. It's not a great analogy, but it's somewhat apropos. If you go to a personal trainer once a week and you sit there,
right,
in your jeans and sweat jacket,
I can't.
You just sort of stand around. Then the world's best personal trainer will get no results. And if you just do what they tell you to do and work with them and essentially break a sweat,
the harder you work,
you'll get something out of it. It's the same with therapy. Not that I do that, but that's for you guys.
Yeah, have you yet talked to your therapist about anything meaningful?
Not that I'm aware of,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
No. Jessica?
Is this Jessica Central here? Jessica?
Yeah.
You must be named Jessica to call the station?
Yes.
What's up? You're 18.
Yeah. Like a month ago, I found a bump on my vagina, and I didn't think anything of it because I just thought it was like an ingrown hair. And then my friends were saying that it could have just be like a harmless cyst, but I wanted to go to the doctor anyways. So I got in there today, and she saw it, and she's like, oh, no, it's nothing, you know, just an ingrown hair. And she wanted to just leave it, but I didn't want her to. So she's like, okay, you know, I'll cut it open, and I'll let it drain or whatever. And she cut it open, and she's like, this is definitely not an ingrown hair. This is definitely not a cyst. And she was, like, digging around, and she's like, I have no idea what this is. And she's like, it should go down, but I think I'm going to have to get a second opinion and come back in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that scares me. And so she'd, like, numbed it. She put a shot in it, and the numbing wore off, and now I'm in extreme pain.
Oh, boy.
I can barely walk, and it's, like, swelled up.
Oh, boy.
And it's like black, and I haven't told my mom, so I have to whisper.
Well, the black is just sort of bleeding, blood.
Yeah, it just makes it look 10 times worse.
Yeah, what kind of doctor does she want you to see?
She said that if I came back in 6 weeks, she'd get another gynecologist and she'd get a dermatologist.
Well, why wait 6 weeks?
I don't know why. That's
got to
push. My friends are saying.
No, you got to push harder.
Well, this is on the outside of your vagina.
Yeah.
It seems to me that next week or two, that ought to be figured out. Okay.
Like my friend's mom said that it could be a gland, like a blocked up, because it's big and hard.
Yeah, it's probably a Bartholin's gland that gets clogged. But even so, if the doctor really has no idea what it is, you need a diagnosis. So push on for that.
Dustin?
Dustin?
Yeah.
We didn't guess that one.
No.
You're 17?
Yeah.
You're gay?
Yeah.
And?
And, well, I'm gay, and it's just kind of hard where I live to find people, but, like, where I work, this person recently, like, came out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, yeah, hey, and then we were talking, and then we went out to the movies on Monday, Memorial Day.
Right.
And then he started, like, asking questions and stuff like that, and, you know, so I answered him because I'm more used to the lifestyle, because when I figured out that I was gay, I just, like, accepted it. I'm just like, right. This is who I am.
Okay. You're gay.
Oh, right. Please, yeah.
And what's the question?
Well, he's new to this, and when I answer these questions, it don't sound like he was, like, uncomfortable around me, and, like, he doesn't understand what's happening or anything like that.
Well, maybe you can help him be more at ease with all this.
Yeah, you'd be his gay guide.
Yeah, it's just like I want him to be like comfortable around me, except whenever I approach him, I feel like he's acting weird around me.
Well, do you like him?
Yeah.
Well, he probably likes you, or he wouldn't have brought it up.
Tell him to calm down, that's all.
Yeah, just take it slow. How old is he?
He's 16.
Yeah. Has he been with a guy?
He has not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nervous for him. It's the first time.
He's breaking ground and breaking behind us. Yeah, feel it out. Take it slow. Don't freak the guy out. It'll all work out. Good times. We'll be back.
Hello, this is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Another fantabulous Loveline show. We learned all the male names in the Bible.
Rob Schneider.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Jessica?
Yeah.
Justin?
Yeah.
What?
You guys...
Oh, yeah.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.